Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, July 31st, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, it's been widely reported that the iPhone 15 Pro and iPhone 15 Pro Max will feature significantly smaller bezels than their predecessors. Now, Bloomberg has additional details on these changes, and it hints that the redesign could also make its way to the iPad. In the latest edition of his Power On newsletter, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman explains that Apple will shrink the size of the bezel on the 15 Pro and 15 Pro Max from 2.2 millimeters down to 1.5 millimeters. Apple will use a technology called low injection pressure overmolding to accomplish this on the iPhone, something it previously used on the Apple Watch. But after bringing this LIPO technology to the iPhone, Apple also reportedly wants to bring it to the iPad. Apple is said to have a new version of the iPad Pro in the works for release sometime in early 2024, but it's unclear if the reduction in bezel sizes will be ready by that redesign. But still, Bloomberg's report makes it clear that Apple is working on giving the iPad the same visual overhaul at some point for a big reduction in the bezel sizes surrounding the display. In the same report, Bloomberg also reiterates that the iPhone 15 Pro lineup will get a slight price increase compared to the iPhone 14 Pro. Gurman says that consumers should expect, quote, minor price increases across the entire iPhone 15 lineup internationally, as well as in the United States, particularly for the 15 Pro and Pro Max. The report also corroborates other changes that have been previously reported for the iPhone 15 Pro, including that Apple will use a new titanium design for the edges and an upgraded camera system. And finally, Bloomberg says that the Apple Watch Series 9 and Apple Watch Ultra 2 will both feature dramatic improvements in performance thanks to the use of a new chip inside for the first time since the Apple Watch Series 6. Interestingly, Gurman also says that Apple tested a dark gray titanium color option for the Apple Watch Ultra last year, but it was scrapped before it was launched. The report suggests that this dark titanium option could return for the 2023 Apple Watch Ultra hardware, making for another color option alongside the current, quote, natural titanium finish of the Ultra. But other than the potential new color option and the faster processor, there aren't any details on what to expect from the second generation Apple Watch Ultra, or even from the Apple Watch Series 9. Bloomberg also says that Apple is not planning a new version of the Apple Watch SE this year, suggesting that it will be on an every other year upgrade cycle in the future. Rounding out today, Apple has acknowledged an ongoing problem affecting screen time, its technology that can be used to see how often you use your iPhone or iPad, but more importantly, it's also used by parents who want to put restrictions on how often and what features their kids are using on their iPhone or iPad. These parents say that screen time limits apply to their kids' devices simply switch themselves off randomly without any alert for the parents. This bug has reportedly persisted for the past few releases of iOS 16 and in the iOS 17 public beta, despite Apple claiming it fixed it in iOS 16.5. In a statement given to the Wall Street Journal, Apple said, quote, "We are aware that some users may be experiencing an issue where screen time settings are unexpectedly reset. We take these reports very seriously and have been and will continue to be making updates to improve the situation," end quote. The parents say that the problem is not just that the bug cancels restrictions, but the fact that they aren't alerted to those changes. Apple so far has only offered affected parents the option to reset their kid's device, but even still, after the parent does that, the bug will come back within a few days or a week. So in the meantime, the Wall Street Journal suggests that parents relying on screen time should make periodic checks on their kid's device to make sure the limits are still in place. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads, Twitter, and Mastodon at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.